Record my gratitude to France on behalf of my colleagues in the Computer Centre from the time it was established in October 1966 until I left it in September 88, and Roland took over after that. France was a great help to all of us, and I want to say a little bit about this. The first France, at the very first meeting of the College Computer Board of Management, we had a little conversation, and I mentioned that Mike Seaton had lent me a file of correspondence about the establishment of the Computer Centre as a college-based university facility. Now, that was a totally new concept, that anything in a college can be a university facility. And I mentioned that, as well as reading all of this very interesting stuff, I'd found some correspondence about my own appointment. That was interesting too. Mike Seaton went beautifully red when I told him, "I don't think I was supposed to see this," and he said, "No, you were." Never mind. There was a letter from Arthur Tattersall, the college secretary, to Sir Douglas Logan, the principal, telling him that I'd been appointed and mentioning my salary. Sir Douglas's response was absolutely instant and must have been brought back by messenger. It was dated and timed about an hour after Tattersall's letter had been written. "Dear Tattersall, while I am pleased to hear that you have made an appointment, I think..." That's very interesting style. Start the word "while." Not many people would do that. Anyway, I mentioned this to France, and France shrugged his shoulders. "Well, the principal's entitled to his opinions." That was good. Next meeting was at the very beginning of January 1967. I had both been invited to a conference at Elliott Brothers on developments of electronic computing, digital technology. Our computer room in the physics building was being fitted out. And for those of you who know the geography, there are some ladies' toilets immediately above that. Fred mentioned some things about liquid problems. Later on in the college, liquid problems were certainly present at that time. And, well, they overflowed. And they overflowed over exactly where the central processor would be. And they had been doing that over the Christmas vacation. And this meeting was first meeting in January, and France comes into the room, meets me. "Hello, Paul. I gather you have a computer room covered in muck." Well, no, he didn't actually say muck. He used a very direct Anglo-Saxon word. And all the people around us were sort of stared at this. What sort of a greeting is this? Fair enough. France made one very important contribution to the establishment of the Computer Centre. He suggested to the college that they might have a word with his neighbor, David Sturt, who had some experience of the new IBM 360 machines, and he was introduced to the college as a possible computer manager, which he was, and over there in the audience today, and delighted to see him here. Over subsequent years, Franz and I became very good friends, and his support was always appreciated. He helped us through college committees, university committees, national committees. He gave advice and encouragement at all times. He criticized when it was necessary. Good advice, freely given and welcomed by all. And it was given not just to the senior staff. He was quite prepared to talk to anybody in the computer center about the facilities and what we were doing and so on. At the beginning of all this, we're talking about early 1967, this was very helpful. There was a group of us, none of us knew each other. We were trying to get to know each other. We were pitched into a college with a long history, high standards, high expectations. Franz helped us through a lot of this, and I'm very, very grateful. We received help from many other people, and the two I really must mention at this time, of course, are Mike Seaton and Mike Esten. And those two, together with Franz, they made life pleasure, very pleasurable and helped us a great deal, and we're all very, very grateful. Thank you very much.